right, let's keep having some fun here. Brand new Village Vice. We're 23 days away from kickoff. Jeremiah Cobb. Mm. His name is Fred Gaskin. Mm. Pretty good number day, by the way.
23 is classic. It's a long list.
Yeah, no, a long list of Auburn numbers. And both guys that are 23 on this roster are going to play important roles.
That's right.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm avoiding the big issue.
What do you mean?
We've been having fun the last couple of days.
And
it got
stop?
Real yet. Well, it got real yesterday.
What do you mean? I don't know where you're headed with this.
I know. And neither does anybody else, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they do. But we had a coach confirm Auburn's softness yesterday. I know. We've been laughing about it. Ha, ha, hee, hee. Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, that medium sauce is going to catch up to us.
DJ Durkin, the defensive coordinator, confirmed it. Said it. Said the words.
Loudly.
In front of everybody.
Everyone saw it.
Media included. I was not at practice yesterday, but everybody else saw it. Mm-hmm. Everybody else saw it, heard it. Guess the joke is on us.
Byron Brown threw a touchdown pass to Jeremiah Koger.
Thing of beauty.
It was gorgeous. If that happens in a real game, it will heal something inside of me.
I laughed out loud in the gym this morning when I heard you say that on the show yesterday.
All the comments when it happened, like, oh, Zach, me too.
Yeah. 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 It was gorgeous. The protection was great. The environment in which it happened, I know a lot of people have talked about it since it happened yesterday, but my favorite part of that whole thing is that nobody knew about it, apparently. That nobody knew it was going to happen.
No.
Obviously, the
players did. They all ran over there to do it. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was unexpected for the onlookers. I wonder how much was any of that, do you think, for the onlookers? You think any of that was, hey, here's something. Here's some red meat into the cage.
I don't think Alex Golish, but I want to be very clear, nor should he think this. Yeah. I don't think he's ever thought of his practice like, oh, I'm going to do this for the media and the VIP people that are, you know, are here. Yeah. I don't think he's.
Okay. Maybe not.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Especially with him, like, not communicating that to the SIDs.
Yeah,
I think Bill's
true.
Plan to probably be communicated to the SIDs if that was the intention, right?
That's a good point.
So
that's a good point.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's a fair point. But it was pretty energetic by all accounts yesterday. And what does it do? So in some of the other reports that I've seen and heard and everybody else can see and hear from practice yesterday, mm-hmm. Blake Woodby was the defensive back. He was with the ones. If it's 1v1, what do you make of Blake Woodby being out there with the starters at corner?
Well, the other starter was Gavin Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. You know, I don't think Andre Jordan Jr. has been like surging at camp. I haven't heard anything about him one way or the other.
Okay.
They're giving champ reps at corner, which we all knew would be a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to make of that, Brad. Okay. I'm not sure. And it did seem like the first team that we saw on defense yesterday, like Buddy Mathis was in there as a starter. Like, I don't know if that's fully real. And then I think Fred Gaskin was in there with the starters. And I know there's some other DBs that I think are limited or like chilling right now. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of Blake.
So you think there's maybe, corner. Sorry, the interrupting sounds bad. That's on me. I apologize.
No, I'm done. You're good.
Do you think they're just intentionally mixing some twos with some ones? Do you think they're challenging the twos a little bit? Do you think they're trying to put them in adverse situations? Like, hey, quick change. Here we go. Let's see what you got. Let's put you in a tough spot. Try to build you up. Try to get better. Let's fail in August so that we win in September.
Yeah, I definitely think they're doing everything they can to make everyone as uncomfortable as possible in practice, which is the opposite of what we heard the previous staff do, which I think is important, not just interesting. I mean, you saw them do that with Jeremiah Koger to start fall camp. Coach Golish consistently saying the same things about Koger, like, yeah, we need him. I tell him every day, like, I need you to grow up. I need you to get older. I need you to, you know, do this thing. And then we see him, and he's with the twos in the first two practices of fall camp. They move Chaz Nimrod from slot to outside receiver, and then they start Deshaun Spencer at the slot.
Yeah.
And since then, it really does seem like Koger has kind of been a highlight.
Yeah.
And then him obviously catching that touchdown yesterday from Byram, maybe solidified that. Maybe that was the goal. So, yeah, it would make total sense for them to do that on the defensive side of the ball, too.
Is there how much carryover from, and again, this is August overreact season, okay? So under everybody listening and watching kind of understands that, I think. There are some Florida defensive linemen who like to overreact to singular drills on video, but that's a different point.
The defensive lineman?
Yeah.
Commit to it? Or Florida defensive lineman commented?
A former Florida defensive lineman started a small X skirmish yesterday based on one rep of a video from Auburn's defensive line.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Took my video. Just took it.
Just took your video.
Screenshot or screen recorded the video on Facebook and then went to Twitter. And I'm like, I posted it on Twitter too, my guy. Just use the video on Twitter.
That are the actions of a guy who started as a junior and lost his starting spot as a senior. That's what a guy who had that happen to him would do. Okay, moving on.
I didn't realize he was a former player.
Yeah.
That did that.
Yeah. Lost at Auburn in 2006. Lost here in 06.
Interesting.
Don't know if he started that game or not, if by then he had lost his starting spot, but. Anyway, he was on the team. He got a ring. Got a championship ring.
Good for him.
It's good for him, yeah. Got it forever. So
I would never take that off.
No.
I don't. Yeah, good for him.
I'd sleep in it. All right. I just got derailed. I don't know where I was going with that. Oh, can you take anything from, like, all right, we feel pretty good about Keyshawn Singleton. We feel pretty good about Chaz Nimrod. What can you take from if Jeremiah Koger has flipped that switch, if he's doing the more that they asked him to do?
Yeah.
That's now you got three options that you feel very good as viable starting receivers. And that's a matchup problem for defenses because now what do you do? Do you play more zone? Do you play more man? Do you have a nickel lined up against him? Do you have a corner? Like, is it your first corner? Is it your second corner? Koger's a big guy. He can be a matchup issue. This offense exploits matchup issues because if you're going to give him the cushion, he'll sit down. If you're going to play him tight, he's got the speed to go by. And Byram's accuracy has been on display. So, you know, like, can you transfer any of that from that play that you saw during 11-on-11 yesterday?
I don't know if you can take it from one singular play. I don't know if that's entirely fair or honest.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think you can look at a body of work, and I think you can look at signs of movement that line up with what the coaching staff thinks about his body of work, and that's what we've seen. I don't know if he got demoted or if they were just trying something with Deshaun Spencer and then putting Chaz Nimrod outside and seeing what it looked like. But he was the guy on the side that kind of, you know, caught some shrapnel, I guess, from an explosion that happened not near him, but maybe on the other side of the field. And so how does he respond? Do you hang your head and pout, or do you say, okay, I'm going to make it where, like, it's very obvious that's not the best case scenario?
Yeah.
And I think he's done that. I think he's done that. And once again, like, you just kind of hinted at it. I think there's a misconception on, like, what this offense is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, knowing what you need to do is so important. And it's simple. It's simple. They do the same few things over and over and over again so they can play fast as far as, like, knowing which routes to run, against certain types of coverage, depending on what the corners and the defensive backs are wanting to do. And Cody Burns is doing that rep with them over and over and over and over again. And you're going to see a lot of comebacks. And I posted a video yesterday of a few of the receivers that are on the far right side, closest to where we're able to stand, mm-hmm. you know, doing this drill or whatever. And the first one was a wild throw. And I actually wish I hadn't posted that, but that's fine. That wasn't the purpose of it. I was showing people the pattern.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, oh, a lot of Florida people found that too. And they're like, oh, you know, Gators by 20. That route's not tricking anybody. And it's like, it's not a trick. It's right. The defensive backs have to make choices quickly
yep.
over and over and over again. And you just hope that Byram recognizes the choices that they make. Yeah. It's, I mean, obviously the quicker you do anything is helpful.
Yeah.
But it's putting guys in situations. I said this over and over and over again with the RPO stuff when we were talking about freeze. They didn't implement it, but the concept is still correct. You want to make college defensive backs make decisions over and over and over again because they will eventually not make the right decision.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with athleticism. And to some extent, it has nothing to do with mental processing. It's just as an offense, you have to manipulate the choices that the other team is making. And I think that's what this offense does so well.
And that's the advantage of tempo too, is you don't let the coaches and the scheme make the decision. They got to get lined up. Let's go. Now they've got to make that decision. And all it takes is one. All it takes is one wrong decision plus one accurate throw and you get a 70-yard touchdown or a 50-yard touchdown or whatever it may be. You get a big play and now you're in the red zone. Doesn't have to be a touchdown. Like that's,
I mean, think about this. Once again, you're right, right? Like this is the purpose of tempo of, okay, we need to make all of these guys that we're playing against one. Okay. A play ends. All right. I got to line up. Okay. What's the call? Got it. Okay. What's the form? Oh, the ball is snapped.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you got to do all the stuff that's post snap too. So that's fine. If you're our defense and you're going up against it every day, that's a lot to prep for in 1 week.
Yeah.
That's the concept. That's the concept of everything that's going to happen here. And so that's why some people call it, you know, a gimmicky offense because it's like it's a little tricky. It's a little, you know, unconventional, but it works. It absolutely works. Does it convert, you know, the highest success rate to the NFL as far as talent goes? We haven't seen that, but that's not Alex Golish's job. Alex Golish's job is to win football games at Auburn. And I do think at a place like Auburn, you will see it translate more to the league than other places. But I think we saw examples of that yesterday.
And football is a constantly evolving game. The offenses in the NFL don't look like what they looked like 15, 20 years ago. There is a little more spread. There's a little more dual threat. There's a little more, you know, trying to leverage the ends and put pressure on the defensive backs. And
yeah.
Particularly the DBs, again, if you just break down and think the most elementary football, it's the guy that's just had to chase a receiver 20 to 30 yards down the field, and now he's got to come back and do it again. It's one thing for the guys on the defensive line. They're space. They're going to move a few yards here and there. Now, it's physical. It's hard. It's taxing. But they're not running 20, 30 yards, sprinting, cutting, and then having to come back and try to reset and do it all over again, which is why you get the explosive plays at a higher rate in this offense. So, which is why having multiple wide receivers that know their responsibilities, they know their cues based on what a defense is doing against them, they know their routes, and them being in sync with Byram Brown is such a potent threat. So, love it. Got all that from one play yesterday. And to tie a bow around this, DJ Durkin then called the defense soft, which just confirms what we've been saying.
If they weren't staying in the hotel,
yep.
Oh, like Blake Woodby doesn't fall down.
No question.
That's what they're saying.
Got used to walking around on those carpeted floors. Some comments yesterday, Zach. Can I get to some more soft comments from yesterday?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because they get better. These things, our audience is fantastic.
I mean, you're not going to look your best first day of practice.
Right. Correct. Hey, the pads are on now, and this audience is letting it fly. Auburn football facilities make change from lava bar soap to dreamy lavender and almond milk soft soap. The AAC sends invitation to join conference.
My gosh.
Isn't that good?
That's funny.
Lava bar soap to dreamy lavender and almond milk. Golish spotted using Ryobi tools. Entire team questions his decision-making process.
It's funny.
Ryobi catching strays here. Alex Golish seen putting sugar and creamer in coffee. Auburn football to cease to exist soon.
Cease to exist. Oh, my goodness.
There you go. So, all right. Those are some of the ones that we got tomorrow. By the way, Aaron confirmed he will be with us on the live show tomorrow.
Okay, Aaron, because it sounds like you listen to most of the shows. Brad, make sure this gets to him if he doesn't watch today.
Yeah.
I need at least 10 ready to go. I need at least 10 ready to go.
He hit me with some samples yesterday. He's so creative. He's working sponsors into these.
So he's ready to go. He's I didn't need to say that.
Right. He's dialed in. He's dialed in. Speaking of sponsors.
I hope the moment that he's about to have. These moments don't come around often, Aaron. Need you to get a good night's sleep tonight. I know there's a lot of preseason games tonight. I know there's a seminar that Ford Stokes and I are putting on tonight that you're probably going to. Like, I need you to get home afterwards. I need you to get some sleep to be ready for tomorrow.
You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
I feel like I've heard that before.
Right. I was wondering. I didn't know if that was going to fly over or if it was going to land. So I just kind of subtly threw that out there.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Hey, mentioning Ford. Yeah, we met with some clients yesterday. A few of them actually audience here at Village Vice. We got a new office over. It's in Opelika, close to Tigertown. Active Wealth Management. You can get on Ford's calendar directly at calendly.com/Ford Stokes. Love talking with folks about how they have so many more options than people realize when they get to that point of retirement. Or when we talked to a couple that's probably about 10, 15 years away from retirement, and they just still wanted to make sure everything was ready to go. And they walked in with a bunch of questions, and they walked out with a bunch of answers and solutions. And it's cool kind of seeing almost the weight be removed from their shoulders in those conversations. So we would love to meet with you. We also have our last seminar date is tonight. So if you're seeing this earlier in the day and you want to, you're interested, just email me, Zach@activewealth.com. We can get you registered. Had three people register last night, one of which was from the show, which is super cool. So email me, Zach@activewealth.com. And even if you say, hey, I can't make it tonight, just reach out and we can figure something out.
That's it. It's important stuff. And Ford and Zach will help you get it squared away and you sleep better at night knowing that you're set for retirement. So
that's right.
Take care of it. All right. I was going to do a thing. I think maybe we'll hold this for.
I
think maybe we either hold this for the live dive tomorrow or we could just do it one day next week. This is kind of an evergreen thing. But how many, and I'll tease it now though, how many players at each position are you confident in if it's your job to like decide who plays and who doesn't play? I was talking with a coach yesterday of a different sport and he was like, all right, you may have 105 players, but you don't have 105 players. You may have 100, you know what I'm saying? You got 105 scholarship player, but you don't have 105 guys that you are ready to put on the field. So how many guys would you be ready to put on the field at every position? I'd be curious to know what you think about that. So we'll do that either tomorrow, or if we get caught up as we often do in other stuff during the live dive tomorrow, we'll do it next week.
All right.
Yeah.
Great.
If you haven't considered membership yet, we invite you to do it. This is a great time of year to do it. You get the post show 4 days a week. You get coffee and cornbread on video. Coffee and cornbread, by the way, free on audio every day.
True.
But you get the video version. You get afternoon delight. You get drink reviews.
Oh, we're doing a drink review later this morning, actually.
Is that right? Was Jacob J on one yesterday?
He wasn't on one yesterday, but he was on one last week.
Last week. My gosh. My day. Hey, let me tell you this. If you want your days to fly by, move the week, like the month before football season starts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pack up a house and schedule a house move in the last 4 weeks before football starts.
I could have told you to not do that.
Like, I got real eager, and now all of a sudden, whoa, it's August whatever.
Yeah, I think they call that follow through. You actually got to do it now. Yeah. That decision you made 2 months ago? All right, yeah. Time to pay up. Let's go.
It's time now. Yeah, when you didn't consider exactly what all was happening every single day leading up to. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's fine. Short-term suffering. Season. Yeah, short-term season, long-term enjoyment.
Right.
I just don't know what day it is or what time it is. So
yeah, I don't either. It's fine.
Who needs that? Who needs
that? That's right. That's right. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Please be a member. We're about to jump into the post show. Would love to see you there, Brad. That does it for today's show.
Thanks everybody for being a part of it. Please remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.